Walking into Sally's Sandwich Shop in downtown Pawhuska might not seem any different than any other small diner in any other small town. Local men and women sit at a bar which stretches about 30 feet in a room which isn't any wider than maybe 15 feet. But then, behind the elongated counter stands Sally Carey. The tiny Native American woman, who doesn't immediately read as 96 years old, greets us and invites us to pick a stool. Sally bought this place for $5,000 in 1949 and sold food and beer until the 1970s, when a patron suggested removing alcohol. That's when she just focused on one thing.
I started selling food. I'd barbecue sandwiches, I'd barbecue ribs, and I just began to cook. And boy, it went like crazy. Everybody wanted it. So that's, I've been doing that ever since.
Along the bar are the friendly folks of Pawhuska, where I find Bonnie Jones, who says it's her favorite place to eat.
Bonnie, how long have you been coming in here?
A long time.
What are you up to?
50, 60 years.
See? Why? Why? What brings you in here?
Sally's pie, chocolate pie.
Really?
Chocolate pie. Have you ever eaten it?
I'm planning on having some.
Sally's patrons also recommend the stew, cheeseburgers, and chili. The chili actually goes way back with Sally. She started working at the age of 13 for just $5 a week. The chili recipe came to her from a woman she worked with about 80 years ago.
She went to the doctor and found out she'd had a slight heart attack, and so she then began to plan. And she said, I want you to learn to make my chili, but I want you to promise not to tell anybody.
And except for Sally's daughter, no one else knows the secret recipe. Her daughter and son have since moved on to other jobs, and Sally's husband died 12 years ago, which forced her to just stay open for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday. And having never learned to drive, she's dependent on a couple of guys to take her to and from the cafe. It's that perseverance which most impresses Scott Loho, who's quietly enjoying his stew and mac and cheese.
That's a long time. There's not too many folks works at one place over 20, 30, or 40 years, much less 60 years.
When all the seats at the counter are full up front, there are a few tables in back for overflow customers. That's where I find Lewis Gray and his wife waiting on their food. Lewis says Sally has always made him feel welcome over the decades he's been coming to see her.
She fed me when I was a little boy, and I'm a great-grandfather now, and so all my kids and been raised in here. You know, my parents, my grandfather, worked on around 9 generations of, you know, people that have eaten with Sally.
Recalling the time his mother died and Sally brought him an apple pie, he says he feels like a family member rather than a customer. I return to the counter to enjoy what has to be one of the best chocolate pies I've ever tasted. That's when I ask her, at 96 years old, if she has any plans to retire.
No. That's why I'm still here. I love this kind of work. I've always done it. I don't intend to retire. You know why? Because, you know, I just want something to do. I don't want to stay home, watch reruns, and gripe like everybody.
Despite that, Sally does say if the right couple comes along who is willing to keep up its traditions, she might be willing to give the diner up to them, because she says she's not sure she wants to still be doing this when she turns 100. For KOSU News, I'm Michael Cross.